What is going on, YouTube? Thank you, all of you. Flat Earth believers for going ape shit on us on our last TikTok reel.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Honestly,
disclaimer, any publicity is good publicity. Disclaimer, the NASA comment was a joke. I didn't think we had
didn't
to explain
think
that
our
that
joke
one.
About NASA's low budget.
Somewhere along the way, we got lost in translation.
That's part of it. You know, context helps, but people don't want context. They want those hot 60-second TikTok clips.
Right. If you listen to the whole podcast, you
might if you went back like three clips in our TikTok, you might get a taste of the real opinion there. But some people didn't do that.
NASA comments aside, most people were upset that quote unquote wasn't flat Earth theory, which means they don't know that there are multiple flat Earth theories. Because that was one we were talking about. It was a mess. Yeah. It was a mess.
I'm Austin Harvey. I'm Nick Sarnelli.
I'm Nick Sar Butthole.
Nick Sar Butthole. I'm Austin Hard R. And these are my favorite comments that we got on our TikTok about the flat Earth theory.
Woo-woo.
Odinson, a reference to Thor, the son of Odin, Odin's son, but spelled with Y's.
Thanks for watching the vid and comment.
Thank you for your comment, Odinson. Tell the other folk at Asgard, tell me you never put a single effort into researching without telling me.
Well, I thought we did that.
Ben Rainwater says, I love these videos. Thanks, Ben. They do all the work for free thinkers. A distorted world concept comes from the Jesuits. NASA equals lies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've got Doc Molotov telling us that NASA's budget breaks down to $61.9 million per day.
Did you have a fun time Googling that one?
Jaeger Boy says, we haven't been back to the moon since like 1972. And I think when you ask NASA why, they say, we destroyed the technology. No way y'all still believe them.
Whoa. That one makes you think.
Seahorses Forever 7 says, tell me you work for the man without telling me you work for the man. My favorite part is Link to Alaska replies to Seahorses Forever 7 and says, haha, no shit, I don't think they could be more obvious. It seems we've been caught with our pants down here, folks. We are employees of the man. We are government employees.
But you know what? The man has decent benefits.
So anyway, bridges, huh?
Yeah, today we're talking about bridges. I don't know what else you want me to say about it. A conspiracy podcast, and you know what? F*** you. We're doing an episode on bridges.
We're talking about bridges, and at the end of the episode, we're going to decide one of two things. We're going to decide on two things. One, do these bridges hold any weight, right?
Are they like literally?
Are they structurally sound?
What's the amount? Well, spoiler alert: they're haunted bridges, not just regular bridges.
I'm going to call it now. We're going to decide on both of these things. Question number one: are these bridges actually haunted? Question number two: which one should I throw myself off?
Well, here's the thing: I don't think there exists a bridge that someone hasn't committed suicide off of. It's a bridge activity. It's like I can name a couple. Here's like things. There's five things you can do at a bridge. You can walk across it, you can stand on it, you can pee on it, you can poop on it, and you can kill yourself off of it. Those are the five things you can do on a bridge. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
And with that, thanks for listening to this episode.
Make sure that you... You know what? Don't leave comments anymore, because clearly you guys... are incapable. I TikTok is not the brightest bunch, and we're not the brightest bunch. I'm not a smart guy.
That's true. Yeah, we're not out here. What? Sorry.
And when you said that, I was unfazed. I wasn't like, wow, what a dick. I was like, yep, absolutely.
I meant the collective we. We are not smart.
No, I, yeah, well,
yeah, 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 yeah. But especially you. But
especially me.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Stupid motherfucker. Anyway, what was the haunted bridges?
Well, here's the thing. A bridge is defined.
Webster's Dictionary defines a bridge.
Actually, this is from Oxford Languages. A structure carrying a road, path, railroad, or canal.
That's me, Leonard Canal, at your service. Mr. Leonard Canal, it's Leonard Canal. Thank you very much.
Bravo. Yeah, a structure carrying a road, path, railroad, or canal across a river, ravine, road, railroad, or other obstacle. An obstacle. So, like, a giant f***ing wind-up boxing glove could be what you have to cross over with the bridge.
The world's largest lipstick. I'm imagining it's uncapped and people just kiss it all the time, so it's covered in venereal diseases.
What if somebody puckers their butthole on it, and then you put your lips where they had their butthole? Like, if it's just free range, some people are going to put their buttholes on.
Oh, for sure. So tell me about these bridges.
Well, people go across them. this originally started from your addition to the list of just Hell's Gate Bridge, but as I was researching it, big shock, there's really only so much you can say about a haunted bridge. There's not too much information on it. Hell's Gate Bridge there's a lot of haunted bridges, obviously. This one's interesting just because of, one, the location, and two, the story behind it. Most haunted bridge stories are like, you see a woman in white or something standing in the middle of the bridge, and then she disappears or something like that. And pilot episode of Supernatural. But this one, Hell's Gate Bridge, there's a great article by Jennifer Young. We can link that in there for you. She was really the only person I could find on the internet that did a write-up on this at all.
Good job, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jen.
That was clapping, not masturbating. It might sound... it could be misconstrued through the audio. Compression rates. That is clapping. That is like a golf clap, not... masturbation.
Okay, I got that. But our TikTok viewers would not get that.
Right, so. Right. No, they would say...
Yeah, now we have to disclaim everything we say and every joke we make.
Right, yeah, of course, yeah. So get prepared for a significantly less funny podcast where every joke is followed by an explanation of the joke.
And f***ing tabs and tabs of research.
Yeah, and remember, don't get vaccinated. See, that was a joke. See, because I think you should.
Yes. All right, it's a haunted bridge in Oxford, Alabama. So, I don't know. This might just be me living, like, East Coast, but when I think haunted bridge, I don't think Alabama.
No.
So, I just thought it was interesting it was in Alabama. But I don't know, maybe Alabama has a bunch
of... I mean, they really only need one bridge for it to be haunted.
Fair.
You know, we have a shit ton of bridges, and maybe that's...
Pennsylvania is like one of the most haunted places in America.
Commonwealths can't be haunted.
Not with all that Commonwealth, sorry. Anyways. So, according to Jennifer Young's article, as the story goes... sometime during the 1950s, a young couple's car drove off the bridge and into the water below. Supposedly, if you stop on the bridge and turn off your lights, a member of that couple will enter your vehicle and leave a wet spot on the seat.
Ew.
F***y juice. Ew. They're going to have some ghost sex in your car.
That's so rude.
That's not what they're doing.
It doesn't matter what they're doing. If a ghost gets in your car and... the only evidence they were there is just a wet spot in the back. It doesn't matter.
My mind's going right to pussy juice.
It's pussy juice. It's or pee. They just fucking peed back there.
Took a ghostly piss.
Yeah, or even if they were just soggy wet and got in the car, it's rude regardless. There's no manners.
So not only is the wet spot thing part of Hell's Gate Bridge, but also got its name because many people believe that when you stop on the bridge and glance over your shoulder, the road behind you suddenly resembles the fiery gates of hell for like a few seconds.
Oh, well, that's freaky.
Yeah, several locals have claimed that they've experienced this over the years. Many Oxford locals have had firsthand experiences. It's not giving any examples, but it says in 2007, the Oxford Paranormal Society had an investigation, and they found no evidence of paranormal activity
there. Oh, this bridge is, like, way bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's a big one, and it looks creepy as hell.
Yeah, but it is, like, it goes across, like, a... I guess in my head, when I think haunted bridge, I think, like, tiny little rickety wooden bridge in the middle of the woods that you, like... only drive over.
Have to cross over a ravine.
Yeah, it's not like a...
Yeah, no,
this is like a big f***ing bridge.
Yeah, I mean, it was built in the 1930s, and then it's not usable. It's in 1992, it was deemed unsafe, so it hasn't been, like, a usable, like, actual crossable bridge in, I mean, well over a decade. Around 2005, 2006, it was closed to traffic, like, completely. And you can even see on some of the pictures, if you're looking, to keep people safe, cement blocks were added to block off the bridge so people wouldn't, like, attempt to drive across it. But I guess it's still kind of like a, not a tourist attraction, but, like, people visit Hell's Gate Bridge. They have a no trespassing sign up. It's really not recommended that you go on it by foot because it's conditioned. Like, you could fall through. Like, it's not a good place to be. Away from the hauntedness, you could die from something extremely practical,
which it kind of just adds to the haunting.
The locals seem to, like, really, like, I don't know, if I lived in an area where there was, like, a bridge with that much history to it and it was that freaky and you couldn't cross it, I wouldn't actively be like, ooh, this is a haunted bridge, but I'd be like, yeah, we should stay the fuck away from that.
Yeah.
And not only because of the practical reasons, there'd be a twinge of that supernatural thing freaking me out a little bit. Just because
I think I found the article you said Jennifer Young wrote the article you found.
Well, there's two.
Okay, so one of the two was written by Jennifer Young, though, right?
Well, there's two, both written by Jennifer Young.
Ah, wow, damn, Jennifer. Well, I found one from onlyinyourstate.com. What interests me about this is the SEO title versus the actual title, because the SEO title is Hell's Gate Bridge, the most haunted bridge in Alabama. But the actual title is The Story Behind This Haunted Bridge in Alabama is Truly Creepy, which is, like, a way more... Oh, okay, yeah, that's... Yeah, it's
not,
sure.
Yeah, it's but, like, like, you know.
Something about the most haunted bridge in Alabama is really funny to me.
It's like, well, how many haunted bridges are in Alabama? If it's just the one, then of course it is.
Right, the most haunted bridge in Kansas. It's like, yeah, there's... Why... Was there even a bridge in Kansas? It's so flat.
You know, it's like that place that high school kids dare each other to go near. And, like, whether you really see hell behind you or a wet spot in your car, it's creepy enough looking at it in the daytime. So with the knowledge of this urban legend, like I was saying, I think anyone would get a little freaked out there at night, and it would be like a dare type, you know what I mean?
Do you know when that legend originated? Do you know, like, when this couple allegedly drove off?
I would... assume, well, it sounds like it's one of those urban legend type things, so, like, generations would tell it.
Mm-hmm. So there's no, like, definitive date.
There's no definitive. Yeah, it was just like,
it just feels very similar to the opening scene of Beetlejuice. So I was just
Beetlejuice. There, I did it. That's right. I don't give a shit.
This risky.
Most of the first-hand accounts I could find with Hell's Gate Bridge dealt more with strange happenings there. It's really hard to find information on this, especially it's really hard to find people actually talking about it. I sifted through Reddit, as I do, and I found some thread that was talking about supernatural or, like, creepy encounters, and one finally, searching keywords about Hell's Gate Bridge specifically. One guy said him and his dad rode up there, and... they got a flat tire, which freaked them out. And they just changed it and got out. Because, I mean, if you're up there and you know about the legend, as soon as you get up there, your car goes dum dum dum. I'd be a little freaked out.
Did they do that dumb horror movie thing where they change it on the bridge? They're like, oh darn, dude.
They must have. Yeah, but he said they changed it and got out.
I would just drive with the flat for a bit until I was off the bridge.
I don't know. A girl said her and her friends went up there as a dare, and they didn't even go on the bridge itself, but it was nighttime, and she said they heard the loudest, most incomprehensible screech, which, to me, is clearly just, the f*** fucking Joyzy Devil. Boom, boom, boom.
He goes on vacation to Alabama every year to get away from the crazy, crazy lifestyle of Joyzy. He needs to reconnect with his nature origins, you know? He just has to just let himself be free for a bit to be a Joyzy boy in Alabama. What is Alabama known for? Being a sweet home?
Are you Googling it?
I am. Alabama is known for peanuts, southern hospitality, the beautiful Gulf Coast beaches, and college football.
Peanuts
are big peanuts. In Alabama. Everybody in Alabama loves peanuts.
Peanuts.
They love peanuts in Alabama. Peanuts. That's all I got.
Last story about Hell's Kitchen. A group of guys said they drove up there and there was a wet spot in their car, but it was raining heavily. But still pretty weird that it was right in the seat and that was the only spot and their windows were up. So, I don't know. Creepy.
How many guys in the car? How many seats in the car? Did one of them
scoot
over?
It was really fucking hard to find this information. So
that's fair. So I'm going to say probably not a haunted.
Probably not a haunted.
Just based on the evidence we have, probably not a haunted bridge. Would I jump off of it? 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to give each of these. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to every bridge you present, I'm going to give a out of 10 rating on hauntedness and sue me jump off of itness. So that gets a 0 out of 10 on haunted and a 3 out of 10 on me jumping off it.
Okay.
All right. Now, what's bridge number 2?
Welcome down. To bridge number 2, the Vincent Bridge. It's in New Hope, Pennsylvania. It's like east Pennsylvania, like not where.
Ah, the where gross West part.
Solbury Township.
Over near Philly. Ew, gross. Cheese steaks.
It's like right on the border of Jersey, too, which is.
Ugh!
Did somebody say the Van Bat Bridge?
No! No one said
Jersey
that!
Jersey Devil, stop interrupting the f***ing podcast. Anyways, the Vincent. See, I don't know if it's Vincent or Vincent or Vincent.
I'm assuming Vincent.
Oh, here. Okay, never mind. I found out how it's actually pronounced. You ready? Oh,
okay, yeah. Damn it! Why did I fall for that?
I really thought you knew.
Ah, oh, damn it. I'm going to say Vincent, if only for the fact that we call what should be North Versailles in PA, we call it North Versailles. So I'm going to assume it's Vincent, even if it should be Vincent.
Fair enough. All right. So built in 1875, it is open to foot and vehicle traffic crossing over the Pidcock Creek.
Oh, I've seen this one before.
Oh, really?
Not in person, or I don't even know in what context. I've just seen pictures of this bridge before for some reason.
Shut up, Daisy. She's done. Give me a second.
You motherfucker.
All right. The Vincent Bridge. Pidcock Creek. All right, so the Vincent Bridge, which, I guess, I'd spent all that time trying to figure out how to pronounce Vincent whenever it's also called the Beaver Dam Bridge. And commonly known as the Crybaby Bridge for the story behind it, the legend is that horse thieves were hanged from the bridge many years ago, but it's really the story of a young mom and her baby that is, like, the haunting. The mom carried her newborn to the bridge. Distraught, she threw the baby into the creek and killed it before she hanged herself from the rafters of the bridge. So the spirits of the mom and the baby are said to remain at the covered bridge. And people say that they've heard cries of an infant as you pass over the bridge, hence the Crybaby Bridge.
Oh, I thought it was just, like, not that dark. I thought it would be like, you cry, baby.
There was definitely horse thieves hung from it.
Well, that's fine. That's what they get. And
if a woman did the old toss the baby and then off yourself.
The classic
bit.
There's actually a play in NFL for that. For those not acquainted, it's a niche sport. It's called the National Football League.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Every year, like, a couple teams from each state. You'd think it'd be one from each state, but some states actually have two teams, maybe more. But they all compete in this nationwide tournament where a bunch of sexual predators basically put on intense armor padding and they go out on a field and they smack each other's asses and then beat each other into the ground to get a leather
dildo
from one end of the field to the other one, and whoever can do that the most times, they win. And then if you do that more times than any other team in the nation, you actually win this thing called the Super Bowl. And you basically
full get disclaimer, full disclaimer, it's a joke. That's not what football is. Everyone that plays football is a stand-up guy.
If you can make it out of the NFL with an IQ over 38, that's considered successful because you just get hit so much. Was that? Did you just hear the weirdest? Did that come through my mic?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Okay, I'm glad that wasn't an isolated thing to me, because that would have been concerning. Hello?
This also says, in the case of the whatever crybaby bridge, it goes that if you park your car in the middle of the bridge, you can hear not only the baby cries, but also the toes of the hanging woman scraping your car roof.
Oh, I didn't know toes had that specific of a sound.
A ghost toe.
So what you're saying is that this is in Pennsylvania, right? Any PA foot fetishists who can't find anyone willing to participate in their kink, head on over to Crybaby Bridge. Does it smell like feet, do you think, if you roll your window down? Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Roll your window down is an outdated term. Gen Z is not going to get that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
If you push the button to lower your window.
We used to have these rollers. You'd crank them like you were a fucking crankshaft.
You had to move your arm to get the window down. Or up. But think like that. And then if you roll it down, does the bridge smell like feet? This is a hypothetical. This is a rhetorical question. Yeah, we don't need to answer that because that's not our job. But okay. So what do we got? We've got horse thieves.
Yeah. So I guess that just adds to, like, people were hung by this bridge, but a woman fucking chucked her baby off and then killed herself. And the cries, the amount of people talking about hearing the cries of the baby. One person says that that's actually the amount of red foxes that are in the area, and like their, what does the fox say? Literally sounds like a crying baby.
Yeah, foxes do have a freaky fucking
yell. Yeah, it sounds like crying. Yeah.
They're weird. Yeah,
so that's actually a very logical explanation for that, if that many people have heard the crying and shit.
But what about the toes? How many people have heard the toes?
I don't know, but I guess enough for it to be part of the legend.
I'm going to give this one, because I'm looking at the bridge, and it is an enclosed bridge. It's literally called the Van Sant Covered Bridge. So I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10 on hauntedness because, you know.
So it beats out Hell's Gate Bridge.
It does beat out, it beats out Hell's Gate Bridge, if only for the fact that there are at least two legends here. Because we've got, you know, you hung a bunch of horse thieves. And then you've got, like, woman throws her baby over the edge, which woman throws her baby over the edge, that's a pretty good excuse for a haunted bridge, as it is. But for jump off ability, I'm going to give it a 0, because it is quite literally enclosed. And you could climb up on top of it, but it's also not that high over the river below it. And so at most, you're looking at a broken leg.
I hear that.
Definitely more haunted, definitely less jump offable.
So this is my last one. I had three bridges thought like an appropriate number.
That's fair, yeah.
Guess what bridge I'm gonna talk about?
Ooh, is it the Golden Gate Bridge in San Fran?
Yes!
Oh shit, whoa, wait, I actually got it for once.
And you think about the Golden Gate Bridge, you think, geez, people drive on that every day. It's a very common, well-known bridge. It's a historical landmark. Well, what the f*** is haunted about the Golden Gate Bridge?
Isn't it one of, like, the biggest suicide bridges in the world?
It's just, like, if you're in California, or even not, you're just like, that's the one. If you're going to kill yourself off a bridge, that's the one, you know? They even basically have signs on it now that are like, hey, Don't kill yourself. I know that's why you're here, and in this specific spot where you would be able to see the sign is because you're about to jump off. So I think they, like, literally have signs that have the number to the suicide hotline, which is pretty nice, but, like, yeesh, the fact that it was that many, that they'd have to put up a street sign.
Yeah, I wonder why. Is it, like, particularly, like, tall, or is it...
I mean, it's a big one. It's a big one. That's a big fucking... It that's, is a big That's, bridge. Like, one of the bridges that didn't move. Yeah, in, like, movies where, like, the bridge collapsed, it's, a lot of times it's the Golden Gate Bridge, because it's just, like, it's in California. Since 1937, more than 1,500 suicides have occurred on the Golden Gate Bridge. And the only bridge that even comes close to having a suicide rate is the Nanjing Yangtze River Bridge in China. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. So we're talking about American bridges today, obviously. So people, I mean, they've tried to do as much as you can to stop people from jumping off of a bridge, but I mean, people still do it. So I guess it also gets really foggy at night on the Golden Gate Bridge. It didn't come to mind of me immediately, but then when I read that, I was like, oh, I feel like I've seen like photos.
Yeah, of just like the misty
with fog on water, it and shit. Yeah. So they say that, you know, people seen apparitions in the fog and or just hearing the screams and felt being pulled towards the edge of the bridge with this kind of fog-like poltergeist. The fog is like this giant poltergeist of all the suicides, and each one gets added to it, shit like that. So other people say that, well, when you hear screams coming from the fog at night, it's the seagulls, because it's right on the water.
Well, I don't know. I've heard seagulls.
There also is a legend about a ghost ship that passes through the area surrounding the Golden Gate Bridge, which I thought was also interesting. I know that's not the bridge itself, but it's close enough. So San Francisco's fog swallowed this ship, and it got swept up in currents and got f***ed up on a bunch of rocks and sunk. So it's like a ghost ship thing. People have, like, it's reported seeing that ship, the SS Tennessee, sailing as a phantom ship and watch it disappear into the fog.
Phantom ships, I think, are really interesting because, like, the typical haunting case, someone dies and they don't want to leave their house or whatever, right? So it's like, this is the house I was born in, and I lived here my whole life, and I died here, and now I'm going to haunt it and get out of here and don't touch anything and don't change anything because this is my house and I don't want to move on. But the idea of dying on a ship at sea.
Yeah.
It's like, are you tethered to a certain, like, mile radius? Or are you just tethered to the ship and then the ship continues to sail along its predestined path? Like, yeah, I think that's, I mean, I would much prefer to die at sea in that case, because then I could just continually travel coast to coast.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. And you're in international waters, so it's like, who cares? Who gives a shit? No one's going to summon a priest to come exorcise you. They're not going to be like, oh, we got to get the priest out in the fucking middle of the Pacific Ocean to, like, yeah, you're fine. You're good. It's way better than haunting a house in the suburbs.
That is fair. Now, this all leads me to what I really wanted to talk about today. I don't know if you've ever heard this story. I came across it 3 or 4 years ago when I was actually living in California, just down some weird Reddit holes. I don't even use Reddit that much, but if you listen to me on this podcast, you think I'm like a crazy Redditor, but I'm not. I don't even like have a Reddit. I just... But a lot of, like, specific stuff you can really only find, like, firsthand accounts and stuff, especially with stuff that we talk about here. It's a good resource for that. But for whatever reason, 3 years ago, I was deep, deep into this thread about true scary stories that have happened to you, quote unquote. And obviously, you have to take them all with a grain of salt. But this one was strange. I remember, like, thinking I dreamed it because everything about it was taken down, and I've only recently remembered it again and have searched it with just the keywords of what I remembered from the story, and I finally found another Reddit post and the Reddit post was not the original post. The original post cannot be found. The original post is just, remember this creepy story about this? Was anyone else in this Reddit hole, or is it just me? And yes, I found my kin. Have you heard the story of Jimmy C?
No.
So this person on Reddit, this is copied. Somebody copied this post because he sent it to a friend, and that's the only reason that we still have this story. The OP was named the underscore restless artist.
Okay.
So we will refer to him as restless artist. He writes this in first person, so I'm literally just going to read his post. I met a man once who knew everything about me and said he jumped off the San Francisco Bridge many, many years ago, even though I met him in Tybee Island, Georgia. This has haunted me for a long time. I was about 19 or 20 at the time, and I was living in Savannah, Georgia. I drank a lot, had a crappy fake ID. I worked this terrible job as a grunt laborer, the kind where you go to those temp labor agencies like Able Body and Labor Finders. I'd show up at 4 a.m., work until 5 p.m., and drink myself to sleep after only taking home maybe $60 for the day. I was supposed to go into work this particular morning, but I decided to skip. It's a labor agency, they just find somebody else. Call my girlfriend and tell her I want to go to the beach, and I'd already started drinking. She comes over, we hop in my big ugly van, pack up some rods, and head to the beach. I decided to have a drink across from the beach at this little bar. This is where the story gets interesting. Shortly after ordering my drink, I get this really weird feeling. I became hyper aware of my surroundings. The door opens and I see this guy walk in out of my peripheral vision. There is a seat between me and my girlfriend, but the bar was empty at like 9 a.m. and he could have sat anywhere else, yet he chooses to sit right between her and I. Then he starts doing this thing with his fingers. The bar top was reflective, and he takes his fingers like two little legs and just starts walking them, skating with them on top of the counter. That's not something out of the ordinary, but it took notice because when I was in school, I did that all the time. I pretended I had rollerblades on my fingers and that I was skating around on my desk. I hated school and I was always distracting myself, so I became kind of mesmerized for some reason. That's when he looks at me, and in this really, think kind of Germanic or Nordic accent, he says, "I notice you're a man who pays attention to detail. I'm also a man who pays attention to detail." Now, before I continue, I have to describe this guy. He had this short, spiky hair that was bleached at the tips, kind of like a late 90s style. He had really expensive clothes on, like a nice Prada leather jacket, nice designer jeans, really nice boots. He seemed like a kind of gay guy with awesome fashion sense and a really distinctive taste. And I always remember this because I think to myself, some weird, homeless, crazy guy couldn't have afforded those clothes. Anyway, the other thing that stuck out was his eyes. They were piercing gray. It reminded me of, like, a husky's eyes. But his pupils just stayed in this disturbing pinpoint size. They were just extremely small, which caused his look to be kind of terrifying. And his teeth were normal, right? But not at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. They were sharper than they should be, as if they were filed slightly. His hands were normal, but his fingernails were slightly long and pointed, as if he deliberately did it. And he kept licking his teeth, too, as if he were salivating. The thing about this guy is that you look at him, and everything seems normal, but off at the same time. So you're questioning if you're crazy for thinking this. This guy then begins to start talking about the relationship between me and my girlfriend, but really strangely. He's talking about how beautiful she is and how I should pay more attention to her, and I was kind of a dick to her. Shortly after he began talking like this, I had this almost knowing feeling come over me, like I knew this guy was not a human. I look at my girlfriend and say, "You need to leave." She just kind of looks at me like she knows too, and without a word of protest, she gets up quietly and leaves. And later I learned that she just went next door to get a coffee. And that's when this guy literally says to me with the utmost confidence, "You were supposed to go fishing today." He points at the beach across the street. "If you had, I would have drowned you in that ocean." And I shit you not, he hissed. Again, for some reason, this overwhelming calm had come over me, and I just ask, "Who are you?" He answers back with this crazy guttural language, like it sounded like Arabic or Hebrew or something. And I just, for some reason, without skipping a beat, and I have no idea why I was so calm to this day, ask, "Can you say it in a way that I can understand?" He says, "You can call me Jimmy C. I jumped off the San Francisco Bridge years ago, and we've been watching you." From there on out, he never referred to himself as me or I, but only we. The conversation became something very strange after this. He kept saying things like, "We see you taking a bath. We wish we too could feel the warmth of the water and the comfort of the steam," and other stuff. He kept buying me drinks too, specifically whiskey sours. It was like he had an endless supply of money. He smoked Marlboro Ultra Light cigarettes. After I don't know how long, because I lost sense of time, kind of, I told him I was going to leave. I walk next door, get my girlfriend, and she's stone silent. We start driving home, don't say a word, then I just ask, "Do you know what that was?" And she just says, "That was a demon." This girl had parents that were scientists. She was really analytical, completely non-religious, and that was the first thing she said out of her mouth. Now, I didn't say this part before because to me, this is the most important aspect of the story, so I'll say it now. The last thing this Jimmy C guy said to me before I left is this: "Look at my car." I look outside, see one of those newer Volkswagen Beetles, and it was white. He says, "What does a license plate say?" I look at the plate, and it literally says, "Fierce." He looks me dead in the eyes and says, "The next time you see me, I'll be driving a black Mercedes and the license plate will say Utopia." Stupid, right? That night, I was still calm. I don't know why. I felt like that guy on Office Space after his hypnotherapist died right in front of him and he was weirdly zen. But my girlfriend started having terrible nightmares of this guy's head just staring at her in her dreams. And weeks went by and that's when the encounter started affecting me. I found myself becoming paranoid about a black Mercedes. Every black car I saw, I checked if it was a Mercedes, and if it was, I immediately looked at the license plate. I started doing it when I watched TV or movies as well. Now I'm going to fast forward a bit. About 10 years go by, I'm 29, and in silence, when I'm alone, when I'm drinking, I often think about this encounter. I still look back at the Mercedes. I still look at black Mercedes every time they pass, and not so much anxious about it anymore, just curious. And I remember that my girlfriend at the time kept a journal, but I'm pretty sure I was insane, maybe I was drunk, maybe I'm not remembering any of this correctly. After years of trying to find news articles of a Jimmy C that committed suicide on the San Francisco Bridge, looking at black cars and so on, I feel like I'd grown out of it, yet I still had to know. So last year I tracked down my ex-girlfriend. We ended on bad terms. I found out she's a school teacher in Wisconsin, she has married a woman and is actually trying to have a child. I figure she's not going to talk to me, but I send her a Facebook message anyways and ask her if she can find the journal from that day because I have to know if her events lined up with mine. And sure enough, she had it, and it contained even more detail than what I remembered because she had literally written it at the coffee shop right next door when it happened. And I have what she sent him with of her journal entry. So this is her firsthand experience of what that story was. That day. Notes on what happened at Tybee Island, Georgia on the first Tuesday in December 2005. Drove there during the day and the sunshine was getting me down. Kept thinking about how earlier I had gone to the Restless Artist's house after waking up there. And he woke up early, took a shower, came back and woke me up. Acted very sweet. Then I went home, took a shower, came back to go with him to Tybee, and he'd gotten drunk already and was teasing me, being sort of an ass. I even threatened to go home once, but I stayed, feeling that I really should go to Tybee with him. The Restless Artist pointed out a man sitting one stool down from me, drumming his finger strangely on the stainless steel bar, more like dancing with his nails, stretching his long fingers. He first talked about how I had noticed him dancing with his nails, the words he used, and then looked at his nails, surprised, and said that they looked like shit. I laughed, getting a weird feeling about the guy. He then spoke about how it's important to notice details and he likes when people pay attention, that he pays attention to everything, and he knows that I do too. His eyes are blue-gray, he has blonde hair and a narrow-pointed nose above pale lips that cover crooked teeth, not very white, almost like fangs. His teeth are all I can look at until I look him in the eye, something I normally don't do until I know a person at least a little, and he seems to evade me. He asks if I love my boyfriend. Without hesitation, I nod and say yes, and then he asks my boyfriend, "Do you love her?" And he looks uncomfortable, laughs a little bit, and says, "Yeah, I guess so." And then the guy says that I'm beautiful, and that if my boyfriend won't love me unconditionally as I do him, someone else will. He touches my hair and says that I am a creature of God. He then tells us that he walked 3 miles up and down the beach and it sucked, said some things about God's green earth, and then told a story about a scorpion that asked a frog for a ride across the river, who then stung the frog, told the frog it was just in his nature, and then they both enjoyed their last minutes of life because they would both then die. He told my boyfriend he knew him and kept trying to get him through me. He'd say, "I'm not hitting on you, girl," but continually told me I was beautiful. He tried to piss my boyfriend off. He kept saying that he knew him, that said he's in his room at night, he's what crawls on his back, told my boyfriend his glasses, the aviator sunglasses that I gave him, were cheap, that my glasses were perfect because I see through them rather than hide behind them. He said that I was perfection, that I was one step away from becoming myself. He said to my boyfriend that he knew who he was, My boyfriend replied that he knew who he was. And the stranger left to go to his car to get money for more drinks, and he'd offer to buy us all a shot of tequila. As he walked out, he pointed to the license plate. His car was a white Beetle. Outside, the license plate read Fierce. While he was gone, my boyfriend asked me if I knew the man, who the man was, and I nodded, saying I had an idea. Yeah, but you think you're crazy every time you think it, don't you? I was thinking the man was the devil or something like that. He just started talking about his other car, the Mercedes-Benz with the black Mercedes-Benz with a plate that said Utopia. And he said, Utopia's doors are closed to me. That was where he told her to leave. So he knew he got some of the details a little bit wrong, or at least, you know, their stories mostly line up. So that post was originally deleted, and this other Redditor got real into the story and found that a black Mercedes with a license plate did exist in California that said Utopia on it. Not only has the car apparently been registered and got new tires and is black and is on the road, but the place it was registered and taken for tires is just a short distance from the San Francisco Bay Bridge.
Oh, that's weird.
Okay, my headphones died again.
Well...
Yeah, when I remember when I first like heard this story, it freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, that is mental. On that note, I am going to give the San Francisco Bridge 11 out of 10 on hauntedness and a 0 out of 10 on jump off itness, because dear God, I don't want to meet Jimmy C, because that guy's a fucking pervert.
Yeah, I just had to turn my lights on.
Yeah, that is a freaky story.
Something that definitely makes it lose a little bit of credibility is it's written so well.
Yeah.
So it's like this person is writing this with narrative structure.
Right. It's written very well, and the original thread is lost. And then the girlfriend's journal is also really well written.
Yes. But there also is really strange specific details that, like, don't need to be in there at the same time, which could be part of them trying to make it seem believable. But at the same time, it's like the story about the frog and the scorpion. Yeah. Like, what?
At the very least, it's a very well-told story.
It seems like one of those creepy encounters that whether he actually was, you know, somebody that jumped off the bridge or not, it's just one of those fucking weirdos. Like, everybody's met someone like Jimmy C in a weird area.
Yeah, very much so. Jimmy motherfucking C. Bridges do be haunted, is I think.
Bridges do be haunted. Bridges are scary. Because they're a physical representation of crossing into that threshold. They're a perfect place for apparitions. They're a perfect place for haunting.
I think we kind of take bridges for granted because, like, especially you and I, like, living in Pittsburgh, which has more bridges than f***ing Venice. But there is something kind of trippy and, like, crazy about them. The fact that historically, you know, people, you'd have to build a boat and, like, wade across water. And then all of a sudden you could just build this thing over it. And that opened up all these new floodgates, but also opened up all these new hazards and dangers. And it is, there is something to be said about that. And even the idea of, like, more spiritually or, like, metaphysically or conceptually, like, bridges are, you know, like stairways. They're like a threshold, kind of. Not in the same way that, like, I don't know. I've never been scared of, like, a haunted car story because I've never personally cared about cars. But, like, bridges and these things that have, like, history are now kind of like, oh, yeah, haunted railways or haunted tunnels or haunted bridges or even at this point you could say haunted, like, elevator shafts. It's like there's history there, yeah.
People have died in these places factually, you know.
Right. And who's to say that they couldn't, you know, be hanging around, especially a place like the San Francisco Bridge, which is just notoriously a spot where people not just die, but choose to die.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jimmy C is going to haunt my Jimmy dreams.
My Jimmy Deans.
I used to dream of Jimmy John's and their delicious subs. Not sponsored, by the way.
But if they'd like to.
They do offer free smells, but we would accept free sandwiches in exchange for a shout out. So, Jimmy John's, hit us up. My phone number is not important. Anyways.
Bridges. What do you guys think about bridges? Would you build a bridge, maybe? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. let us know in the comments if you've burned any bridges in your past.
But you might be willing to rekindle.
And Rebecca, please call me back.
Don't call him back, Rebecca. He hasn't changed.
I've changed. I've worked so hard.
I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, but I just think it's best for Bex, good old Bex. Our good friend Rebecca that you dated.
We had such good memories. And I know I ruined them by being me, but I'm not me anymore. I'm someone else. They call me Jimmy C. Anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast this week, folks.
Bridges be bridges.
We're out here, we're building bridges, and we're avoiding those bridges. We're just freaking out right afterwards. Follow us on the stuff that I'll...
link.
It's linked in the podcast description. It's the Twitter, it's the Instagram, it's the TikTok.
You're not going to click on it, but maybe you will.
Hey, if you do, that'd be pretty neato. Check me, bitch.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.